Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Hey. Isn't it lovely to experience the atmosphere of heaven? What it's like in heaven, we don't fully know until we get there, but you have experiences of the presence of God, of the atmosphere of heaven, not when we die and go up there, but right here, in this place, in your home, wherever you are, you can have encounters. And what we encountered this morning was God speaking, the atmosphere of heaven. Thank you, Mary, for what you shared, speaking from God's heart, through Mary's heart, to us. And as Mary was speaking, I thought, yes, I know myself that I have exchanged some of these awful things in my life for Jesus' joy, for his peace. The things that ran through my mind in my childhood and adult life, there were times he did it in different ways, but Jesus set me free from anxiety. He set me free from pornography, from lust. He set me free from addiction. He set me free from depressive thoughts and suicidal thoughts. All those things he has delivered me from over my life. I still need healing and help. But every time Jesus has set me free from those things, he's replaced it with his peace, with his joy. It made me think of Isaiah 61 when Jesus quoted and said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He's sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness the prisoners." Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion. Instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And that's all through Jesus, our Savior. If E.T., extraterrestrial, you know E.T., the film in the 80s? If E.T. was here this morning, what would he say to you? Oh, come over here, E.T. Just stop knocking stuff. Sorry. What would E.T. say to you this morning? Phone home. Yeah. I practiced that in the shower this morning. He'd tell you, phone home. When was the last time you phoned home? Now, from what we were talking about last week, I'm not talking about your home, your mom, your dad. I'm talking about heaven. When was the last time you phoned home? Because we discussed last week that if you're a Christian, if you've been born again, if you have clung on to Jesus, because he's your Savior, he is your Lord and your God, if you've realized that, His Spirit comes to create in you a new spirit and you're born again. And all of a sudden, you don't just have a postal address where you live in England or in the world. All of a sudden, you have a new home in heaven. You have a heavenly postcode. That's where you belong. That's where you come from. That's where you're going. So when was the last time You phoned home. I'm not talking about a text message or a postcard, God, I wish you were here, kind of prayer. I'm talking about when did you last phone home and have a conversation with your Father in heaven? A conversation where you have to concentrate. You have to get somewhere where you're going to make a phone call. Then you have to find his name. And then you have to press it. And you have to wait to be connected. And then you hear him. And you begin to speak. But a real phone conversation or a Skype message or FaceTime, there's a pause because you've stopped speaking. And you're waiting to see what the other person's going to say. And then you respond. When was the last time you phoned home? Last week, we heard God's word in Hebrews 4 calling you to enter into his rest. There is a place of rest. We sang about this place of rest. We've experienced rest being in the presence of heaven this morning, hearing God speak to us. There is a place of rest. And it said in God's word in Hebrews, make every effort. It takes effort to phone home. It takes effort to get here this morning, to stir up your heart, to enjoy Jesus, and for experiencing heaven. You were phoning home this morning. You were going home to the throne, which is where you live now, if you're a Christian. It takes effort. It says, strive to enter that rest, because there's rest. And in that place of rest, where you're resting with your Heavenly Father, you're with Jesus, you can be right here. But the Bible says that you are now seated in heavenly places. So you're sitting here, but you're also sitting in heaven. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence. Since we have Jesus who's gone ahead of us, and actually we're attached and joined to him, it says, let us then go before God's throne and find this rest with him. I quoted from Susan Pillins last week. She says, we may live on planet Earth in the flesh, but spiritually we are already part of the household of God in heaven. And by prayer, we enter in. Now, prayer isn't just saying something. It's not just sending a text message, a shopping list. I mean, we can do those arrow kind of prayers, can't we? God, help! Please, tell me what to do. Show me. Those prayers are necessary and helpful. But there is a kind of prayer that's a conversation, communion, spiritual communion with God. Anyone here get John Platt's text messages? Anyone here? Fair few of us. John Platt spends a good amount of time each morning in what I'm going to describe as the secret place. And he hears God's heart. He talks to God, but he also listens. And part of his life right now in this season is to listen on behalf of you as well, to listen to what God is saying to his people. And then he sends out a fairly short text message each morning, speaking from God's heart to you. So if you do want to receive these texts, then see John afterwards and just give him your phone number and he'll add you. But I want to read to you Saturday's, so yesterday morning's message that John sent out from the heart of God. Beloved, you will always know what to do when you open up my word, meaning the Bible, and listen to what I have to say to you. Oh yes, my dear one, and to read until you hear will become your joy for every day of the year, precious child of mine. So not just reading the Bible, but reading it until you hear God speak to you. There is a difference. It's quite similar to what I heard God say to me about 10 years ago, and I wrote it down. You can always find answers from my word, but real comfort comes when you hear me speaking them to you. Sometimes you'll hear the Bible or read the Bible and you'll say, yep, that sounds good. But there are other times when you read the same thing and it just seems like God is speaking them to you. There is a difference. You can simply read the Bible or you can enter this rest that God talks about and hear God reading the Bible to you, sharing the Bible with you. Speaking of having personal revelation of Scripture, if someone wants to turn to Acts 2:38, just to see what it says. I heard a story about a lady who quoted Acts 2:38. Someone in a loud voice call out what Acts 2:38 says. Okay, thank you. So Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, and you will forgive, you'll receive forgiveness of your sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. It was Pastor Bill Johnson from Bethel Church in California who was sharing a story of an American lady who had a revelation of this scripture and was quite powerful in her life. And she was burgled. She came home and found a burglar in her house, and she instinctively shouted out to him, stop! In the name of Acts 2:38. And surprisingly, the burglar dropped what he was doing and stopped and just stayed there and froze. And the police came along and they arrested him. And they were bundling him in the back of the police car. And the police officer said, I just don't understand. It's only a Bible scripture. Why did you stop? And he said, Bible scripture? I thought she had an axe and 2:38. There you go. All right. Okay, back to the Word of God, the real Word of God. Psalm 91. Turn to Psalm 91, verse 1. Heavenly Father, help us, please, to hear you speaking to us this morning. Open up our hearts, remove the blindness, remove the deafness. Thank you. Psalm 91 says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. The King James Version replaces the word shelter with these two words. Whoever dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. There's a secret place that your Heavenly Father has reserved for his children. Whoever dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. There's comfort in that place, that secret place, that place of rest. There's wisdom for your situation. There's the love of Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. There's guidance, protection. There's healing. There's deliverance in that secret place. And here's how you enter and dwell in that secret place. Matthew chapter 6. Turn to Matthew chapter 6, Jesus talking about, and this is how you pray, or when you pray. Prayer is spiritual communion with God. Matthew 6, verse 5, Jesus said, and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. Their reward is being in the presence of people. But Jesus is about to share with you the way of prayer that brings you into the presence of God. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door. Remember, we talked about phone call, okay? Ordinarily, when you're making a phone call, you go into a quieter room, don't you? You set aside some time. When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen, or some versions say in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And the ultimate reward from God is knowing him, being with him, hearing him, being healed by him, being blessed, being guided, just being with God. That's the ultimate reward. God has chosen to be found by you in secret prayer. Corporate prayer is powerful. When we get together and pray, that is powerful and things happen. Text message prayers, quick arrow prayers are necessary and they work too. But it's your secret prayer life where you close the door, concentrate, listen, that brings you home before the throne, that enables you to enter that rest, to dwell in the secret place with your Heavenly Father. Verse 7, and when you pray, do not keep babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Remember last week I said you can lead the sheep to water, but you can't make them drink? Well, I'm going to show you a video. And this is going to be the end of my message this morning, watching this video. It is 15 minutes long. I created it. Hang on.
Wait for it.
There you go, a sneak preview. I created it in 2007. I just began journaling. And by journaling, I don't mean today was a very nice day. You know, we did this and did that. I mean, God, I'm hurting, I'm angry, I'm frustrated. Thank you very much for this. I'm really encouraged by that. And then I would write, speak, Lord, for your beloved is eagerly listening. And then I would write what I heard or felt or sensed God's heart saying to my heart. And I was amazed. When someone said I could do this, I was amazed at how much I began to hear God speak to me. And out of what I was doing every day, and I've done that every day, or most days since. And that has brought me so much wisdom, so much healing, spiritual, emotional, and physical. It's brought me guidance. It's brought me comfort. It's delivered me of things that were pestering me in my life. These are genuine words. I haven't copied them from someone else. These are genuine words that I've written down that I believe God has been speaking to me. And I've created it was a PowerPoint. And now this week I've turned it into a video with the help of Emily and her friend. And posted on YouTube as well, so you can go away and actually watch it on YouTube. It's had 17 hits in the last 2 days. And I've got 3 subscribers now. I think all family members, but I don't think I'll post any other YouTube videos, but so don't bother just subscribing to me because you won't see anything new. So, you never know, though. Okay, so please enjoy the video. May you hear God drawing you to the secret place with him too.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Emily, for putting that together. Before we stand and sing the last song, it's called The King of Love is My Delight. And it's an upbeat song, but it's actually a song that actually is really reflects a lot of what David has said and what we've just seen. It's all about knowing that my desire is to have you near. And so just as we just come together just to sing this last song together, let's just in our hearts now just recognize the Spirit of God within us that is wanting to well up even within us. The Holy Spirit, the water of life, is within us. Let him well up now. Let him well up in each one of us. Just spend a few moments just asking and just saying, Lord, I'm available. Well up within me, Lord. We stand and sing, The King of Love is my delight. His eyes are fire, his face is light. We're seeking his face this morning.
Such love, before
such grace, I will.